Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 23rd of December, and I'm recording at, 9:59 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, we're closer to Christmas, and the volume is lower, the VIX has fallen, but there's still plenty of action taking place. Let me take you through it. Well, first, stock markets, hardly surprisingly, have lost a little bit of their mojo in here, particularly in Asia. Now, Japan was higher on the basis of that weaker yen against the U.S. dollar, and it's weak here again today at 1.2174, so I wouldn't be surprised if Japan didn't eke out a bit more of a rally. The big change here is the Shanghai Composite Index. Remember last night when I mentioned that, I said that it had, although it had closed at a new high, it was way off the intraday high, so it actually closed near the low, which obviously tells people that some selling pressure came in. And that certainly followed through today. It was down just over 3%. 94 points, over 94 points, brings the index back to 3,032 and change. So I'm assuming that this is a peak of at least short-term significance and that we go into a consolidation of what was only the first good big move to the upside, and valuations are still really quite cheap, and that Shanghai Composite, despite that decline, today it's still up 39.42% in U.S. dollars, and it doesn't look like anything will outperform that this year. But I said that about India not all that long ago, and China just, of course, swept right past it. Well, India a little softer in here again today. Not much, just a little over 1% down. I beg your pardon, I exaggerated it. That was Australia down just over 1%. India down just 0.2%. And mixed elsewhere in Asia Pacific, and small percentage moves elsewhere as well. Europe was steadier. Switzerland accepted. That was just down a tiny fraction. We had a number of markets up over 1% in Europe today, including the French CAC index up 1.4%, and the FTSE 100. The FTSE MIB, that's Italy, and that's up 1.46. The UK was up a third of a percentage point. Euro stocks up 1.19 cents. That's 1.9%. Okay, and that's the Euro stocks index, of course. Now the market has been behaving as if Mario Draghi is going to get his way. Now, I know, of course, we've had a good, strong global rally going on in this period, or certainly over the last week, and a bit more. That's still going to be an important policy decision here. Come in January, as you know, Mario Draghi, who's head of the ECB, he wants to push ahead with quantitative easing. He says that's his mandate, and that's what he needs to do, or he needs to be to reflate more as part of his mandate. And the Germans have led the opposition. And will they actually prevent Draghi at the end of that, I think it's a late January, I think it's something like the 22nd of January, that meeting. If that does happen, I think Europe will go into a little bit of a tailspin, but right now the market's telling you that that's not going to, or telling us that it's not going to happen. I hope they're right. I'd very much like to see Mario Draghi stay in charge. It would certainly be better for Europe, in my opinion. Okay, Wall Street, some new highs in here today, and most indices are testing their highs, but the Dow actually moved above the 18,000 level for the first time ever, and that closed up a third of a percentage point at 18,024. Came off the highs. It had been up a little over 100 points at one stage, but it's a good performance given the overall strength that we have seen. S&P 500 up a little bit as well in here today, but the Nasdaq slipped. Shares that were quite strong yesterday, Apple, Facebook off a new high, but down a little bit in here today. Russell 2000 testing the higher side of its overall range, still very much within an overall uptrend, but certainly the oversold condition that we were able to cite early last week and slightly beforehand, that has been corrected by this good rally. Now elsewhere, we see Canada up over 1%. Oil prices were firmer. That's also helped Mexico up 0.5%, and Brazil up just over 1.5%. Resources stocks, incidentally, were also all higher in here today. Now, what else here in terms of government bond yields? Well, this U.S. had a decent rally in here today. The 10-year bond yield pushed up to 2.2676%. Now, that's still pretty low, but it was a sharpish day to the upside after a very, very quiet period in here. I'll take it more seriously when we see it above that 240 level for more than a day or two. And that's not going to be a serious warning, but it will certainly be evidence that the lows have held and that the recovery has medium-term recovery has resumed. I'm not holding my breath, but it will certainly happen over the lengthy medium term, in my opinion. Now, on currencies, the dollar index very strong in here. It's up for the fifth consecutive day in a row, and as I speak in after hours trading, DXY is at 90.084. And that has taken it above its 2008, 9, and 10 highs when, in my opinion, the Fed last intervened. Clearly, no intervention taking place in here today or in here recently. Or if there has been, it's been very modest and it hasn't worked. So, strong dollar. Some people will like that in the United States, not the exporters, though, presumably. And Owen made the interesting point to me today in terms of the Russell's overall strength. He said those Russell 2000 companies that they are don't have anywhere near the international activities or international sales. They're mostly domestic companies. So while the strong dollar is a headwind for the big multinational autonomies, it may be causing some preference for those smaller cap US stocks. But at any rate, remember the Russell 2000, which had seriously underperformed for really the whole year, it's right up there in the upper side of its overall range. And until or unless I see a very sharp downward dynamic, I'd give the upside the benefit of the doubt here. Now, let's see other activities that were interesting here today. Crude oil a little bit firmer, WTI 56.73. That's up nearly a dollar and a half. Brent also steady, 61.34. That's up $1.23 after both those oil prices had a look at the lower side of their current trading ranges, and they then duly firmed. Is this support building in this range? Still too soon to conclude that, but we certainly have a sideways range, although we also saw at least a couple of those lasting somewhat longer on the way down for crude oil prices. And precious metals, well, a little bit mixed in here. Brent, no, sorry, that's oil. Stick with the precious metals. Palladium, 813.85 cents, and the silver market slightly firmer, up 3 cents, 15.68, and the platinum. I think platinum is this. Platinum did best, up $9.50 at 1,191 and change. And gold currently at 1,177. That's up 59 cents here today. That's gold bullion. Grains and beans a little bit steadier, particularly the wheat today. And I think those are very much the major highlights. Partial trading, a little bit of light trading tomorrow. Owen and I will have some copy, and I'll also do an audio just before the Christmas break, which will last for the remainder of this week. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.